Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international
call, Mrs. Tasha Lipinski. Interface complete.
Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done.
under the family tree of life, speaking words that will change the future, taking redemption as my bride, dust formed into ashes that stimulates the consciousness, that stimulates the consciousness, that stimulates the consciousness. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
One that may be burned for its context, or printed as a book, and inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Would you pass?
Major surveillance.
If you're a single verse, let me buy you around.
Jump shot, do my ladies one night smoke.
Let me buy you around.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron.
I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend.
If you're a single lady,
y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the dean, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth for me, I just hope you contain it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come by? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
Every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around.
So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the boot in the eye. And baby girl,
with that line, what's your name, what's your size? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's in the yard. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
Up and down, up and down, up and down,
up and down, up and down,
up and down,
up and down.
Yeah, check this out. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, aka Captain Smell So Good. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. It's time to get healthy, people. And I mean healthy. Hit me up, area code 347-237-5125. You like to get on the line live. Holla at your boy, tell me anything, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back from the weekend. You want to talk about your weekend or whatever, what that by? You know what I'm saying? Holla at me, you know, tell me something healthy you did this weekend. I didn't do a motherfucking thing healthy, you know what I'm saying? But worry about these goddamn police who ain't returned my shit yet. But we're going to get into that a little bit later because that ain't no healthy talk, and we talking about health today. You know what I'm saying? So description of the show goes like this here. Let me get my porn music up real quick, people. I'll tell y'all how the show going to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do. First off, shout out to Heavenly Angel. Be the first one up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. And basically, are you living right? Or at least do you feel healthy? You know, do you maintain a proper diet? A lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? Are you one of those, you know, I can eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? You know what I'm saying? Do you take vitamins or supplements to help you get through the day? You know what I'm saying? Is your health affected by your surroundings or the people you are around? Well, come on through. Let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily healthy lives. Know what I'm saying? Bring your ass. And as always, people, each and every Monday we've been doing this. So, I mean, we done covered all kind of stuff. Opening your chakras, vitamins, marijuana. We done covered pretty much everything. So if you want to go back and hear, remember, all these shows can be re-listened to at any time of your leisure and downloaded. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. That's SMELLYBTR. And once you do that, you know what I'm saying, you can download all the episodes or just listen to it right from there. And you won't miss anything. You know what I'm saying? Do some great shows. All the information that I get is either from the bridge, you know what I'm saying, via members of the Starship Smelly Prize, or, you know what I'm saying, webmd.com, you know what I'm saying, where I get some true info. So what we're talking about today is breathing, you know what I'm saying? I won't go into a little breathing, man, because actually, breathing can kill you if you don't breathe properly. You know what I'm saying? People don't really know that, but yeah, I went into a Lifestyles Fitness a couple of weeks ago and went to go sign up. The guy did a little body test on me. You know what I'm saying? You know, a little test on you to see where you're at. And when he tested my breathing, which I didn't know, you actually have the average person breathes 37. Breaths per minute. You know what I'm saying? So every time you inhale, exhale, you do that 37 times. The average person does that 37 times in 1 minute. Myself, I do it 34. He didn't seem alarmed or anything, but he was like, wow, I've never seen anyone lower than the average. Definitely not 34. I was like, well, I didn't want to tell him, you know, I had just hit a blunt before I came there. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little extra relaxed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into a couple of little, you know, I'm going to get into a few things. Some stress management, breathing exercises. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start out with how breathing can aid in relaxation. Also give some WebMD medical symptom checkers. You know, you can check your symptoms online, too, people. Just go to webmd.com, and you can check your symptoms online. And we're going to talk a little bit about cardiac arrest. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk a little bit about that, too, and then a little problems associated with that. Yeah. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get it started. You know what I'm saying? You know how I do. I'm going to talk about how breathing can aid in your relaxation. A lot of people need to relax, be out there stressed. You know what I'm saying? During the world week, me, myself, and I, I've been stressing. for the simple fact of, you know what I'm saying, I was arrested on April the 12th for filming the police doing a routine traffic stop. And here it is, April the 19th, and I still haven't received my my property, my items that the officer confiscated. He confiscated my my video camera, my cell phone, and my Veterans Administration ID card. Don't know why he would confiscate all that, since it's freedom of press and freedom of speech that allows everyone to be able to film anything, as long as you're not in impeding in their investigation. Shouts out to Florida UFO. See them popped off up in here. And pretty sure they'll be back. So, give y'all a bit of stuff that you might not have known. Oh, this is a damn video. Ah, I don't want to use that. Okay, a lot of the stuff on WebMD, people, you also find out is videos. You know what I'm saying? They have a lot of interactive videos you can go and check out. That it will, you know what I'm saying, you have a hard time of understanding. They do have videos that can aid you. I like to read myself, you know what I'm saying? Personally, I like to read. So I'm not going to sit up there and watch the video. Let me give you something I can read to you. All right, here we go. Breathing problem. Some causes, health, causes, tests, and treatments. This coming from the WebMD.com, Better Information, Better Health. Lung Disease and Respiratory Health Center. Let me remind you all, this is an independent music radio station. I do play and feature independent artists and music, but this is all related, you know what I'm saying, to a healthy lifestyle for my artists. Which is why I cover these types of issues, because this directly affects, you know what I'm saying, an artist or an entertainer. Especially when you get up on stage and you wonder why you have a loss of breath, or, you know what I'm saying, you get up there and you don't feel right. A lot of these issues I'm covering can aid in your recovery. You know what I'm saying? So, there's an old proverb that states, life is in the breath. He who hath breath, half life. You know what I'm saying? If you have allergies or asthma or other breathing problems, this proverb may sound very familiar. And they saying half, not have, half, H-A-L-F. He who half breath, half lives. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're not breathing fully, you know what I'm saying? You're not living fully. That's basically what it's breaking down. So, but a greater understanding of your breathing problems, along with an accurate medical diagnosis and effective treatment, can help you regain control. It doesn't matter what type of breathing problem you have, daily control is vital to living an active and productive life. We're about to take WebMD's lung disease health check. All right, this is for everybody out there. You can apply it to your own, you know what I'm saying? It says, what causes breathing problems? There are many causes of breathing problems. Some people have difficulty breathing when they get a cold. Others have trouble breathing because of occasional bouts of acute sinusitis. Sinusitis can make it difficult to breathe for a week or two until the inflammation subsides and the congested sinuses begin to drain. Myself, I've been through that. And yeah, shouts out to Florida UFOs, been buffering and rebuffering in outer space to get up in here. Get on up in here. And he's made it. Congratulations. Let's continue on. This is Big Bam I'm playing in the background, if anybody wants to know. That was Avant's new single called Sailing. That was also just played in the background. All right, so the nasal passage, Many breathing problems are chronic or long-term. These common breathing problems include chronic sinusitis, allergies, and asthma. These problems can cause a host of symptoms, such as nasal congestion, runny nose, itchy or watery eyes, chest congestion, cough, wheezing, labored breathing, and shallow breathing. The nasal passage is a pathway for viruses and allergens to enter your lungs. So the nose and sinuses are often associated with many lung disorders. A sinus or nasal passage inflammation may trigger reflexes and cause asthma attacks. And the number one trigger for asthma is allergy. Down here in Florida, man, this time of the other year, you're going to see a lot of people, including my mother, who's allergic, coughing and coming up with hay fever and a lot of other kind of stuff just because of what's in the air. This is the time where a lot of people start, you know, gardening and getting their lawns right, growing all kind of strange fucking plants, and also cutting the grass down, cutting shit that they ain't supposed to be cutting, but they like fucking, they don't care, they'll cut the shit down, because you cut it back, that means it's supposed to regrow bigger and better. So that's what a lot of people believe. Yeah, but more than 26 million Americans have hay fever or pollen allergies, and 4.6 million Americans have asthma. Oftentimes, asthma and allergies occur together, and when they do, they can make life miserable if left untreated. Now, I've seen people suffer from both. Not a pretty sight. Millions of Americans have breathing problems because of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, which includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Breathing problems may also stem from other serious problems such as lung cancer, tuberculosis, pneumonia, and lung disease related to HIV and AIDS. Also, in 2010, now that we have everybody and the 16-year-old little fucking brothers and sisters smoking cigarettes or some form of tobacco, that is also leading to your breathing problems. Secondhand smoke has already been proven the number one killer, you know what I'm saying, besides actually smoking itself. Secondhand smoke will kill you, people, even if you don't smoke or pick up a cigarette at all. If you are a frequent visitor of a bar or establishments that people are doing heavy smoking, and you don't partake in that type of stuff, you will find yourself getting sick and coming down with illnesses before the actual people sitting in the bar do, because their body has built up a tolerance, an immune to, you know, to the smoke, and it's on a daily battle to fight it off, to where your body hasn't no chance to build it up and react to it, you know what I'm saying, because you don't partake in that activity. Therefore, it's kind of shortening your life, which is kind of fucked up. But, yeah. And we got a little, let's see, from trees, flowers, and grass cuttings. Yeah, you hate that one. And Heavenly Angel has both. She has a problem breathing bad, and grandson, too, who almost died from it a few times and had to be rushed to the hospital. And it is found a lot in very important in young kids that you be able to identify these problems. You know what I'm saying? Heavy wheezing in the chest. Not that a kid, you know what I'm saying, is overactive. You know, kids supposed to be playing and all that kind of stuff. But it comes to a point where if you see a child, and after he's done and he's still bent over wheezing and carrying on and just can't seem to catch his breath, can't seem to, you know, control his breathing, you might want to look a little bit further and seek some medical attention. He might have one of these problems. Doctors diagnose breathing problems by performing a physical exam, taking a patient history and family health history, and using different tests. For instance, pulmonary function tests, also known as lung function tests, are frequently used to assess lung function in people with asthma. These tests include spirometry, and a test known as methacholine challenge. Spirometry is a simple breathing test. It measures how much air you can blow out of your lungs and how fast you can blow it. Basically like taking a breathalyzer test. You know what I'm saying? They're testing the same thing, but it picks up the alcohol actually on the breath. So they want to see how fast. That's why they tell you to blow as hard as you can, as fast as you can, for as long as you can, because they're trying to do that test on you. This breathing test is used to determine the amount of airway obstruction. A methacholine challenge test may be performed to establish a diagnosis of asthma. Your doctor will know which test is best for you for your situation. In some cases, the doctor may take an x-ray to see the structures inside your chest, including the heart, lungs, and bones. A chest x-ray is a good test to diagnose pneumonia. It can't, though, identify most breathing problems by itself. For some people with breathing problems, a CT, or known as a CAT scan, of the chest is needed. This scan looks for any problems in the lungs. A CT scan uses x-rays and a computer to create detailed images of your chest. If you suffer from chronic sinusitis, your doctor may order a special sinus CT scan. This scan will be used to evaluate your sinuses. Once the problem is diagnosed, your doctor may prescribe effective treatment to help resolve the breathing difficulty. And that is what causes breathing problems. And this is provided to you in part by WebMD.com for better health, better information, better health. Just a few of them. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, suffer from secondhand smoke, correct? So I'm going to give you guys cigarette smokers, that is. Not really talking to any potheads out there, because if you have a problem when it comes to smoking marijuana and you're catching secondhand smoke, let me know, because I haven't heard of that. You know what I'm saying? Anybody suffering from secondhand marijuana smoke? Number one. Know why you want to quit. This is just for people out there who want to quit smoking. And if you have a problem smoking weed and you need to quit, this doesn't apply to you, because something's wrong with you. So you want to quit smoking, but do you know why? Because it's bad for you? Yeah, it's good enough. To get motivated, you need a powerful personal reason to quit. Maybe you want to protect your family from secondhand smoke or friends. Maybe the thought of lung cancer frightens you. Or maybe you like to look and feel younger. You know, you have to choose a reason that is strong enough to outweigh the urge to light up. A lot of people just, you know what I'm saying, they say, I just want to quit today. I'm going to quit. No, I don't think so. Number two is don't go cold turkey. Yeah. Cold turkey is just dropping it all and saying, fuck it, I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. It may be tempting to toss your cigarettes and declare you've quit, plain and simple. But going cold turkey isn't easy to do. 95% of people who try to stop smoking without therapy or medication end up relapsing. The reason is that nicotine, yeah, good old legal drug that is found in a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying, is addictive. The brain becomes used to having nicotine and crave it. In its absence, the symptoms of nicotine withdrawal occur, which you can find a lot of people who've done that, especially around me. People who on that damn nicotine patch and the Nicorette gum and all that kind of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? It does seem to help, but it doesn't seem to curb the attitude. A lot of people smoking cigarettes find themselves with a lot of attitude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I never heard of somebody suffering from first-hand smoke, but Florida UFO has. Never heard of that one either. Brittle asthma. Going to that brittle asthma. Breathing is a basic human right. Wow, I never heard of that one. The basic human right. Shouts out to Cyanide. Big us all the Netherlands coming up in here. Got DJ Party Time on the line, and press 1 if you want to come on the show, because I'm reading right now. So If you want me to pick you up, you know, then let me know. I'm continue reading on. Number three is try nicotine replacement therapy. When you stop smoking, nicotine withdrawal may help you feel frustrated, depressed, restless, or irritable. The craving for just one drag may be overwhelming, and nicotine replacement therapy can help reduce these feelings. Studies suggest nicotine gum, lozenges, and patches can help double your chances of quitting successfully when used with an intensive behavioral program. But using these products while smoking, is generally not recommended. Which, I mean, how the fuck are you talking about quitting and you just still going to fucking smoke? You know what I'm saying? How you talking about losing weight, but you don't curb your fucking eating habits? You know what I'm saying? You still go and have the same five goddamn meals with a Diet Coke. You know what I'm saying? And then talking about going to exercise for 10 minutes. Like that's going to do something for your health. You know, it's the same premise, people. That's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? You have to do one of the two. You know what I'm saying? You either going to quit, goddammit, or just fucking keep doing what the fuck you going to do. You know, there ain't no in-between really in that. You know what I'm saying? And people try to find a in-between. It really is just no in-between, people. I'm going to continue on. All right, got a little Kate Wilson in the background with some cotton candy for you. Yeah. Number four is ask about prescription pills. Now, I'm going to see if they mention this, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now, but I'm going to see if they mention to it. Because the market is getting so fucking money-hungry on you goddamn cigarette smokers that they're going to break your fucking pockets and make you goddamn quit. Now they have the goddamn the virtual smoke device, which is just a goddamn fake pack of cigarettes that blow vaporless rings of smoke in the air. Yeah. Who the hell wants to just be fake smoking? But, yeah, for you smokers out there, I think that's a good tool to use. But the device itself runs you down near $50-$60, and the refills are around, I don't know, $15-$20. So, I mean, it kind of be like, well, fuck, it's cheaper for me to goddamn just fucking smoke than go off and try to quit smoking. You know what I'm saying? With some of these items that you use. So just be careful. Shop around, you know what I'm saying? And ask your doctor, basically, you know what I'm saying, what's the best way to go. To ease nicotine withdrawal without using prescriptions that contain nicotine, ask your doctor about prescription medications. There are pills that help reduce cravings by affecting chemicals in the brain. They may also make smoking less satisfying if you do not pick up a cigarette. Other drugs can help reduce troubling withdrawal symptoms such as depression or inability to concentrate. And today's show, we're talking about My Health, Your Health Monday, and we're talking about proper breathing and different things in your environment that affect your breathing and your health. So that is why I'm reading these 13 best quit smoking tips, because I hate fucking cigarettes. Anyways, so anybody who smokes cigarettes around me already know, smells so good catches a unit when a motherfucker fires up a cigarette. Freedom of choice, yes, but I personally do not prefer them in my presence. And you don't have to get mad. God damn it, move the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? The way. Don't tell a person, hey, put that out. You just get the fuck out of the way. You know what I'm saying? If you have that problem, you know. Number five is don't go on it alone. Tell your friends, family, and coworkers that you're trying to quit. Their encouragement can make the difference. Or discouragement. If you're trying to stop anything and your friends are discouraging you or telling you that you can't do it, you need to disassociate yourself from those so-called non-friends, because those are not friends. Friends encourage you to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, to quit and give you support and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? And get on your ass when you do otherwise, you know what I'm saying? So you want a friend that's willing to, you know what I'm saying, step in there and say, hey, man, put that down. Myself, yes, I do smoke weed, and when friends come around me, they will attest. They can attest that I do not pass anything to them. If you tell me that you're quitting anything, I don't give a fuck what it is. You quitting eating, goddammit. I will eat everything in front of your ass, but you will not get shit from me. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I don't cater to friends who, you know what I'm saying, they're saying they're trying to quit, but then want to blame it on you because they can't quit. Man, every time I go out to quit, man, I'll come around you, man. I ain't got shit to do with your dilemma. You know what I'm saying? You need to be an influence upon yourself. Now, what I will do is put this blunt out until you get the hell away from me, because you're going to aggravate the fuck out of me. That's my support. But you may also want to join a support group or talk to a counselor. Behavioral therapy is a type of counseling that helps you identify and stick to quit smoking strategy. Combine behavioral therapy with nicotine replacement products and or medication to boost your odds of success. All right. And number six is manage stress. One reason people smoke, it definitely here in the United States, is that the nicotine helps them relax. And being that marijuana is outlawed in majority of all the states, you know what I'm saying, the alternative people turn to is cigarettes. Cigars are a little too heavy on the lungs, such as Black & Miles, have a Tampa's, and cigarettes are a little bit lighter, although they cause the same effect. You get in a less doses than actually smoking on a whole half a Tampa or a Black & Miles. Or a big-ass stogie, like a lot of guys out there to smoke on. Once you quit, you'll need another way to cope with stress. Try getting regular massages, listening to relaxing music, or learning yoga or Tai Chi, which we have covered on the show. And I also will be covering yoga and Tai Chi on one of these Mondays. You know what I'm saying? Just to get you interested, people. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't get interested if you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's the key to My Health, Your Health Mondays. Not to get you goddamn healthy. It's just to, you know what I'm saying, to get you interested in being healthy. And you got to start somewhere. So if possible, avoid stressful situations during the first few weeks after you stop smoking. Basically, you got to take yourself out of that environment. And definitely, if you're trying to stop smoking, you don't need to be up in the clubs or any environment that has heavy cigarette smoking or nicotine in the air. You just don't need to be there. Take a fucking couple of days and weeks off in the club, you know what I'm saying? Unless you work in the club, of course. And if you work in the club, unless you're the bartender, try to find out, you know what I'm saying? Try to find a different position. If you're security, you know, go work the front door. You know what I'm saying? So you won't be inside the club. You know what I'm saying? Work the back door so you can always have access to air. You know what I'm saying? So you won't be directly influenced by the cigarette or the smoke, period, that is in the air. Number seven is avoid alcohol or other triggers. Alcohol, people, is associated with smoking. All right? It's directly associated. You know, even cigarette, coffee. Coffee in the morning, motherfuckers, get their cup of coffee and grab a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? Grab a beer. Grab anything, you know. Certain activities may boost your urge to smoke. Alcohol is one of the most common triggers, so try to drink less when you first quit. If coffee is a trigger, switch to tea for a few weeks. And if you usually smoke after meals, find something else to do instead, like brushing your teeth or chewing gum. And please brush your teeth, people. Cigarette smoking puts such a heavy film on your teeth. You know what I'm saying? It puts a heavy tartar on your teeth. That a lot of, you know what I'm saying? That's what get that disgusting yellow look on your teeth. That can be controlled. You just have to brush your shit. You know what I'm saying? You will find in a majority of, I ain't gonna say majority, but a lot of cigarette smokers, they don't brush regularly. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you got the halitosis breath, a.k.a. shit on a stick breath. You know what I'm saying? You know, breath smelling like it's been locked up in a closet with mothballs for 10 years. Because you don't brush your shit after smoking or chew some kind of gum. They got all kind of gum out there now, you know what I'm saying? Orbits and all this kind of shit that they can brighten your teeth. Chew that shit. Also, just try chewing gum. A lot of times you pick up a cigarette because you want something to do. People are bored. They want something to do. You know what I'm saying? Which is why people pick up anything for smoking, with not just cigarettes or not just marijuana or half a Tampa's cigars, period. Something to do. You know what I'm saying? You ask people, oh, it's just something to do. It's not anything. It's no real reason at all. Something to do. Something to occupy time. Avoid space while I'm sitting on the fucking bus stop. I might as well light up until the bus comes, you know what I'm saying, to take my mind off of traffic passing by or the fact that I'm sitting out here burning the fuck up. Number eight, moving on, is the clean house. Once you've smoked your last cigarette, toss out, people. You have to do this. You have to change your environment. I mean, if you're trying to do anything, if you're trying to quit eating heavily, you know what I'm saying, and you're obese and you have an eating problem, it does not make any sense to keep going to the grocery store and filling up your refrigerator with the same shit that is keeping you in the rut that you are in. Fill up your refrigerator with juices, fiber products, you know what I'm saying, a lot of fiber products, anything that cleanses your system. But filling it up with ho-hos, ding-dongs, and all these other fucking cupcakes, you know, a whole bunch of cakes and sweeteners and all that shit, a bunch of meat and all that in your refrigerator, you got to curve all of that. You know what I'm saying? Fruits, vegetables, and juices. If you look at my refrigerator, you will get slim just from looking at it. I don't eat a lot of meat. I eat a lot of fish. Because my mother's a diabetic, I basically live a diabetic's diet in life. And I, you know, actually thank her for that, because it's a healthier diet, you know, and it gives you a lot more discipline on your healthy living in your life. So, once you've smoked your last cigarette, toss all of your ashtrays and lighters. Wash any clothes that smell like smoke and clean your carpets, draperies, and upholstery. You know what I'm saying? If you want to start new, you know what I'm saying, you got to make everything new. Use air fresheners to help get rid of, to help rid your home of that familiar scent. And you don't want to see or smell anything that reminds you of smoking. I mean, it's very important. You know what I'm saying? Burn some candles or something. Just do those aromatherapy candles. You know what I'm saying? Those are very good. Yeah, because they put a light scent in the air. They don't choke you out, but then it adds a very pleasant smell to the air, you know what I'm saying, to the point where, you know, you can take your mind off of the cigarette smoke, you know what I'm saying. I know you might be staying in an apartment complex where your neighbors, surrounding neighbors, might even be smoking cigarettes, which can also be a downfall. Yeah, it all can be a downfall. Let's see. Let's keep going. Fuck it, I smoke doing anything. Yeah, well. You like that commercial. Florida UFOs is like the commercial. They have a commercial that's been floating around. It's a cigarette commercial. And snap the rubber band. Wow. Grandmother smoked for 60 years. She quit by using a rubber band in her wrist. Every time she wanted a cigarette, she would snap the rubber band on her wrist. Yeah. Okay. That might leave some marks on a few of you guys. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? If you could take the pain, hey. Yeah. Yeah. Knock yourself out. Number nine is try and try again. It is very common to have a relapse. Many smokers try several times before giving up cigarettes for good. Examine the emotions and circumstances that led to your relapse. Use it as an opportunity to reaffirm your commitment to quitting. And once you've made the decision to try again, set a quit date within the next month. And also, if your significant other, this is very important, if your girlfriend smokes or your wife smokes, it does no good for you to try to quit smoking if they're going to continue doing the same fucking shit. It has to be a joint effort. You know what I'm saying? You got to get with your significant other or whoever the fuck hangs around you a lot. You know what I'm saying? You have to get into an agreement that, hey, you're either going to help me or you're not going to help me. You have to stay the fuck away from me until I can reach a point where I'm strong enough not to or can handle, you know what I'm saying, being around you without having that urge to want to pick up a cigarette or anything. You know what I'm saying? Not this is not just applying to cigarettes. We are talking about breathing and proper breathing, but I mean anything. An obese person who has eaten too much, you know what I'm saying, has problems breathing because the fat has clogged up and has blocked their breathing airway. You know, and that's a danger of obesity. You know what I'm saying? That fat, it builds around your heart, slowing down your heart rate, which slows down your breathing. Those two are direct connections. If you have a slow heart rate, you're going to have a slow breathing, which I do. My heart beats very slow, so I breathe very slow. But I practice breathing techniques because I'm ex-military, and they taught us that. How to, you know what I'm saying, how to control your breathing. You know, and that is very important. I can damn near lay here, and you would think I'm probably dead because I can slow my heart rate down. You know what I'm saying? I've been taught how to slow my heart rate down, slow your breathing down to a point to where it is like you're damn near not breathing. And that is very true. So, I mean, you know, significant other people is going to be your make you or break you in a lot of situations. So if they're around you steady trying to smoke, you know what I'm saying? You really need to encourage them that, hey, either stay the fuck away from me or help me the fuck out. You know? Yeah. All right, we're going to keep this moving. This is Mo Blue in the background. Shouts out to Mo Blue up there in Texas. She has an album out in stores now, and you can pick that up. You know what I'm saying? That's another one. Get some good fucking music, man. If you're trying to quit, drown yourself out with different activities. You know what I'm saying? Do something you never did before. Go and spend that extra $5 or $6 that you were spending on a pack of cigarettes or two packs of cigarettes a day and go and buy some music. You know what I'm saying? Go and buy some downloads or something. You know, change what you do. Just change your habit. Number 10 is get moving. You know, physical activity can help reduce nicotine cravings and ease some withdrawal symptoms. When you want to reach for a cigarette, you know, do like Heavenly Angel's grandmother. Put a rubber band on. Pop yourself. You know, or some people do acupuncture. You know what I'm saying? They take little pins and they stick themselves in the arm. And, you know, it's a million things. You pinch yourself. Have somebody next to you pinch the shit out you. When they see you, finna pick up the cigarette, punch buggy your ass. You know what I'm saying? Punch the shit out you in your arm. You know, punch buggy. You know what I'm saying? Nah, ain't no buggies around, motherfucker. You was finna pick up a cigarette. You know, I'm just helping you out. But not to the point where you want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Don't be around your friends and try to knock the shit out you, and then you turn around and catch an attitude. That can trigger you picking up a cigarette. But when you want to reach for a cigarette, you know, put on your inline skates or jogging shoes instead. Even mild exercise is helpful, such as walking the dog or pulling weeds in the garden. Don't pull the wrong weed, though. Let that grow. The extra calories you burn will also ward off weight gain as you quit smoking. Yeah. And, wow. That's a good tip right there, people. Keep it moving. Number 11 is eat fruits and veggies. You know, like I said before, your mind wants something to occupy it. You know what I'm saying? So give it something to occupy. Walk around with celery, you know what I'm saying, or a bag of carrot, something hard, you know what I'm saying, to actually chew on, you know what I'm saying, to give you that tangible crunch, to take your mental mind away from, you know what I'm saying, that same puff, 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 you know what I'm saying. It's all just repetitious. Your mind is wanting to do something repetitious, so instead of putting a blunt to it, or putting a cigarette to it, put a carrot to it. Every time you feel that urge, put a carrot to it. Put a celery to it. Carry around some peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like to eat it straight up, put some peanut butter on it and corrode your mouth with peanut butter. But then I will take that craving away. Don't try to diet while giving up cigarettes. Too much deprivation is bound to backfire. Instead, focus on eating more fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy products. A Duke University study suggests that these foods make cigarettes taste terrible. And this gives you a leg up in fighting your cravings while providing disease-fighting nutrients. All right. And man, we only got two more tips left, people, when we get back a little bit more music. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to come back and cover some more healthy breathing. We can get into some exercises. We're going to try out some exercises, too. Number 12 is choose your reward. And you have to have a goal, people. You have to have a goal. I don't even think they said that at the beginning, but if they did, I'm reiterating that. You have to have a goal. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have a reward at the end. Reward yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I haven't fucking smoked cigarettes in 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna buy myself some new tires for my car. You know what I'm saying? Hell, all the fucking money you done saved, you should have some goddamn money to buy some new goddamn tires. Do the math, people. Do the goddamn math. Choose your reward. In addition to the tremendous health benefits, one of the perks of giving up cigarettes is all the money you will save. So, reward yourself by spending part of it on something fun. Take yourself to Disney World, Busch Gardens, whatever fucking Playland shit that you might have haven't been to in years. Go and do that shit. Go and take your little cousin or your daughters or your sons, somebody in your family, youthful, and take them out and do an activity with them. You know what I'm saying? Don't just reward yourself. Reward somebody else that might have been an influence, you know what I'm saying, in helping you. You know what I'm saying? Take your wife out for a week-long fucking extravaganza. You know what I'm saying? And make a itinerary of it. Okay, babe, I haven't smoked cigarettes in 6 weeks, so with the money that I've saved, okay, Monday we're going to go to dinner, and I've got this all planned out. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday we're going to go check a movie out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and so on and so forth. You feel me? Reward yourself, but also reward those who have helped you out, you know what I'm saying, along the way. Don't just be selfish. You know what I'm saying? It's real shit. The last two, number 13, is do it for your health, people. There's more than monetary, and please don't do it for no fucking money. Money is just as fake as your goddamn smoking habit. All right? It's not healthy for you. So, believe that. There's more than monetary reward to consider. Smoking cessation has immediate health benefits. It lowers your blood pressure and reduces your pulse after only 20 minutes within a day. The carbon monoxide level in your blood returns to normal, and within 2 weeks to 3 months, your risk of a heart attack decreases and your lungs begin to function better. Long-term benefits include a reduced risk for coronary heart disease, stroke, lung cancer, and other cancers. I still can't understand, with all this bad fucking shit, how people find cigarette smoking enjoyable. Florida UFO, man, give me a call, brother. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear from a smoker real quick. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear from somebody who actually engages in cigarette smoking on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up at 347-237-5125, and you know what I'm saying, let's see if we can, you know what I'm saying, kind of cover this live. Let me go ahead and beams up one of my homeboys up in here and check in with the neighborhood, see what's going on around town, around Tampa Bay, Florida, 813, a.k.a. Killsborough County. This is where I stay, you know what I'm saying? Here we go. All right. DJ Partake time. Hey, brother, has the phone been getting blowed up, man?
Man, shit, my goddamn email's getting blown up.
With requests for the 420 party.
Yeah, and I also see some other than the ones that you made.
See some what?
420 flyers other than the ones you made.
Oh. No, well, that's good looking out, because, shit, I know I made one. I just made it. I just blew up a sign. I didn't do anything else. I went to Kinko's yesterday. Oh, let me tell you about this real quick. I go to Kinko's yesterday. I go to blow up. I got this sign that says, the biggest party in the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Double-decker lounge. The biggest shit on it says Tuesday, Because crazy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that like they don't understand the day of 420. It falls on a Tuesday, April 20th. So I went in there. Well, hold on, actually. Let me beam somebody up real quick. Hold on. Beam 941. Heart beam, hold your ears, people. All right. Let's beam him up. 941, who's Florida UFOs?
Sound like Bradenton, man.
Yeah, that's 941. That's what, a Sarasota area, ain't it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. 941, what's up? You live on the Starship Smelly Prize, My Health, Your Health Monday. Hello?
Yep.
Oh, here we go. Sorry about
there
that.
There we go. There we go. What's happening, brother?
Not much. I had my soundboard turned down. I'm sitting there talking, and you weren't hearing me.
You're talking to yourself. I do that sometimes. That's the effect of marijuana, not cigarette smoke. So you're smoking, right? You're smoking?
You damn right. I'm a chimney.
Yeah, you're everyday smoking now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, are you a pack a day? What kind of smoker are you?
Yeah, about a pack a day.
About a pack a day. Used to be a 2-3 pack and weaned yourself down to one, or just always been a pack a day?
I've always been around one. I started smoking when I was 18. I'm now 30.
Oh, so you younger than me, man. What the hell kind of shit is that? What made you start smoking?
Well, I started dipping when I was 14. You know, tobacco in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I got to do a show on that, too, man. I got to do a show on that, too.
I wanted to stop dipping. Yeah. I wanted to stop dipping, so I started smoking, and it helped. But I just never stopped smoking. I'll tell you, I did stop when I got my teeth pulled. I had a couple molars taken out February. And
yeah,
I
know you can't. You definitely can't smoke with your mouth all open like that.
Hell no. So I had them. I didn't smoke for like 4 or 5 days, and I was like, damn, man. And I just didn't even want a cigarette. But I went up and lit one up, and here we
and
are.
And it just relapsed right back into it.
Yep.
Wow.
And it is one of the things. It's like it's a trigger thing. When you're bored, you smoke. After you eat, you smoke. When you drive, you smoke.
Right.
It's
like complimentary to your lifestyle. You know, a lot of people, you know, they smoke the big stogies and shit. Like when they go down here in Tampa, when they go down to Ybor City, you know what I'm saying? They might not smoke all fucking day long, but then they get into a social scene. And the first thing they pick up is a big ass stogie that fuck your cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? They smoking like 10 packs in one goddamn stogie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might not be smoking all day, but every single night when you go to Ybor, you're picking up 10 packs and smoking them at one time.
Yeah. That thing will smoke for about 2 hours too.
See what I'm saying? It's like, I really see these guys doing the Columbo type deal with them. And when you walk by them, you're talking about you getting fifth hand smoke, fucking second hand. You got goddamn fifth hand smoke because the shit's so potent. You like, what pasture did you damn dig that shit up out of?
Yeah,
it smells like burning shit. I could tolerate cigarette smoke. Stogies and all those big shits, I can't tolerate. Those are just a little bit beyond my breathing capabilities, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, are you interested in quitting smoking? Or has this just become a part of your lifestyle?
I'd love to quit smoking. Dude, I don't like smoking. Sometimes I like it, but I know I need to quit. I want to quit.
And I mean, have you felt the effects, like when you go out walking and running?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You really feel the effects.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, bro. Even from me smoking just weed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes my chest closes in on me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's hard to breathe. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy's like, man, I actually stopped smoking on April 10th. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to take some time off of smoking. I know it feels good and all that other kind of good shit. And all your friends doing it, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to take a step back for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because only you gonna save you. You know,
I got a friend who was a big time supplier up in New York, and he smoked nonstop for like 30, 40 years probably, and never smoked a cigarette in his life. But right now he's on 24/7 oxygen. He has emphysema, and it's because he always smoked really good weed. And you know,
wow.
He's available right now.
Hey, he is available. You know, hit him up. I mean, so I mean, now that was because see, that's the big myth too. You know what I'm saying? Like, just smoking weed is, you know what I'm saying, healthy for you. It's not going to do anything for you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, it might be 1 in 5 people or 10 people it happens to, but it can happen.
It can happen. Wow. Well,
and
I got
something. You can get lung cancer and breathing problems from not smoking anything too. So
thank you. You know, and that is the biggest push though. That is the biggest push. Like I say, that goes hand in hand. You know, not just saying your female male counterpart. I mean your friends and everybody around you. You know what I'm saying? That affects your entire surroundings. I mean, just picture going into an office where you're the only smoker. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a family relationship to it too, because most people who have parents smoke end up smoking. Like my mom smoked while I was growing up, so I turned out a smoker. I think that that went down the line because my grandpa smoked and then he quit, and then she smoked.
Well, I hope it ain't hereditary, because my mama did some shit that don't need to be picking the habits up. And a lot of our parents back in the 60s and 70s picked up habits that we don't need to be picking up. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happens that the easiest pickup that came along was cigarette smoke and marijuana. You know, that everybody, you know what I'm saying, kind of just, you know, took to and kept the ball rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the only lasting drug from the 60s and 70s that is, you know what I'm saying, still out in the forefront. You know what I'm saying, that everybody, even kids, you know what I'm saying, young kids, it's young little boys in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, Thomas, let me get a poke. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean, let you get a poke? Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing smoking? Or let me buy a blunt then. What the fuck you mean, let you buy a blunt? Like, why the fuck are you even smoking? Why is that, you know what I'm saying, so attractive to you at that age? I mean, it wasn't attractive to me when I was 15, when I was 16. I was worrying about trying to get a goddamn driver's license and hit the fucking road.
Not put a goddamn
cigarette in my mouth or hit a blunt, you know what I'm saying, with my homeboy.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's your surroundings too. I had older brothers, so they first got me high when I was 11. I came home and had a ham and cheese sandwich and went to bed.
Damn. And you still remember it. I tell you what, brother, I've got something for you, but I want you to avoid this cruise, all right? I'm gonna give you a cruise. You can go on it if you want or not, just for calling in, brother. You know what I'm saying? I do award people, you know what I'm saying? So this is your reward. Now, this is upon you as a grown man if you want to go on this cruise or not after I give you the details of it. You ready? All right, here we go.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky.
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Now, as sad as that fucking commercial is, you know motherfuckers would be on that goddamn cruise. Even after hearing that commercial. That is a truth commercial. Now it's kind of over dramatized a little bit, but Carnival offers shit just like that. And this is what you're gonna be subjected to. You go on a Carnival cruise, you know what I'm saying? You talking about I'm quitting smoking, so I want to take a cruise. I don't think a cruise is not the best thing because you still are surrounding yourself with going out on the deck, and where is everybody doing on the deck? Smoking. You know what I'm saying? They've kind of banned smoking indoors nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So the majority of the smoke is outdoors. It's being done outdoors. You know what I'm saying? And that commercial is just really so true. But getting a little bit off of the cigarette smoke is natural killers in the air. Okay, I stay a couple of blocks down from waste management, all right? From the waste management, the shit dump. Okay.
I'm next. Yeah.
You know, and one of the problems that they said on the bridge is the burning of unnatural materials. You feel me? And that's metals and plastics and all this kind of shit that, you know what I'm saying, that they do at the disposal sites. They burn the shit. They burn trash, you know what I'm saying, in heaps and mounds of it, you know what I'm saying, and incinerate it. But all of that shit does what? You can't refine that air. You can't filter that shit and make it. There's no possible way you can filter it and make it healthy. So it goes right back in the air, and that's what you're breathing in. That same fucking car that keeps wanting to put fucking 85 in the goddamn car, you know what I'm saying, instead of 89 and shit, you feel me? And blowing goddamn gray and white and every other kind of smoke, you know, but you riding right behind them, whether you have your AC on or not. You never noticed that you have your AC on, but you still smell that big-ass truck every time he puts his foot on the gas, and that fucking pipe opens up, and all that black smoke pours into your goddamn car. Involuntarily. It's completely involuntary, but it's your environment, too. You know what I'm saying? So
I live about 300 yards from a water treatment plant. And it treats the whole town, about 100 square miles. And I'm telling you, at night, you get this shit smell that rolls in, these chemical smells, and I wake up with headaches. So, yeah, it's definitely environments, too.
And see, now what you, now at the same time, now you might have an issue that you need to address the city with. Because if you finding yourself having headaches and all that kind of shit, you need to get the fuck away from them, because if you go and do tests, they're going to find something in you, brother. And they're not going to sit up here and say, where do you live at? Motherfucker, I stay right down the street from the dump, the recycling plant. Oh, well, that's not it. And the only reason they're going to say that because they know that's a goddamn lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? That's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with the world that we live in, motherfuckers really don't care. I mean, I guess you're kind of finding that out. They don't really give a fuck about your health, and your surroundings is going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? If you let. I gotta turn it down a little bit. There we go. And that's the reason for, you know, my health, your health Mondays. I ain't really trying to get anybody to quit smoking. I just want to put it in your head that, I mean, it is one of the leading causes. That's not just killing yourself, but it's also killing me. And I want to make you feel guilty, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That, hey, you know, you're helping killing me, too. You know what I'm saying? And at some point in time, this world is going to come to a eco-friendly state where they're going to ban smoking.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to ban smoking.
I almost wish they would, in a sense, you know what I mean?
I mean, once they let the big corporations milk the American people for all the money that they can, they'll go back and sue the big boy companies to shut them down, only get $1 million out of them. They'll shut down and then turn their business over to Nicorette gum and anti-smoking solutions so they can still continue making money off of you who are so heavily addicted to the cigarettes. And that will be the new market of getting everybody off of the banned product.
I never understood that nicotine shit. They want you to quit smoking because you're addicted to nicotine by chewing gum with nicotine.
Nicotine? Like, huh? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what is a regulated dose of nicotine? I mean, because there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no regulated dose in a cigarette. So how are you giving me the same, equal, or lesser amount of a cigarette, of nicotine that's in a cigarette, in this piece of gum? I guess I'm not a smoker, and I'm, you know, and I don't really, I don't know. I can't figure that one out. You know, even with the patches, how can you regulate how much nicotine needs to go into a person's body, you know what I'm saying, from the amount of cigarettes that they smoke? I mean, if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, how can one patch equal to the amount of those two packs of cigarettes, to 20 cigarettes? And if you putting that much of nicotine in me that equals up to the amount of two packs of cigarettes, how in the hell is that healthy? Or how's that weaning me off? How's that, you know, helping me out at all? I'm trying to figure that out for smokers, you know, around me, so I can be an influence. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if I knew that was a surefire way, I'd go out and buy some fucking gum for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because every time they ask me for a cigarette, here, chew on this. You know? Because you want the same urge. That's what you want. You want the nicotine. You don't want anything else. You don't want the tar. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the millions of chemicals that it took to make the cigarette up. Only thing you want is the nicotine. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Like 7,000 chemicals in there. Carbon dioxide, carcinogens, all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit. And but the only major thing you want is what? The
nicotine.
So why you just don't make a nicotine cigarette with just nothing but fucking nicotine in it? Why add all this other shit to it besides just making natural tobacco, which grows naturally, and then sprinkling or whatever the fuck? I don't even know what the hell nicotine is. Well, matter of fact, let's find out what the fuck nicotine is. How about that?
The other day, I went to the store and where I usually buy my cigarettes, and I seen they had cigarette packs up there for they were getting rid of them, 85 cents a pack. So I bought them, I brought them home, opened them up, and pulled them out. And now it's a damn cigar, little tiny cigar. It looks like a cigarette with a cigarette filter on it, but it's a tiny cigar.
What?
And I heard a lot of people are starting to smoke these because they're so cheap compared to cigarettes. And right on the front it says, Surgeon General's warning: cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes. And these are made
Hell
in
no.
India.
It definitely ain't nothing. Why would you want to smoke something that comes from a third world country?
Weed.
No, I'm just saying, if you got to import some shit like that, why the fuck would you really want like them goddamn Saudi cigarettes and shit and them little cigars? Really? I mean, all right, look, let's break this down. Nicotine is an alkaloid found in the nightshade family of plants, Solanaceae, whatever the fuck, which constitutes approximately 0.6 to 3% of dry weight of tobacco, with biosynthesis taking place in the roots and accumulating in the leaves. Now, everything I'm saying, people, nicotine is natural. This shit is natural. Everything else that they're adding to the goddamn tobacco is what is really fucking killing you. It's the other 7,000 preservatives and all this shit that make the cigarette taste and look like it is. Okay, so it functions as an anti-herbivore chemical with particular specificity to insects. Therefore, nicotine was widely used as an insecticide in the past. Let me read that again. Nicotine was widely used as an insecticide. You are smoking an insecticide. Okay. And currently, nicotine analogs such as imidacloprid, some big crazy name, continue to be widely used. In low concentrations, an average cigarette yields about 1 milligram of absorbed nicotine. The substance acts as a stimulant in mammals, a.k.a. humans, and is the main factor responsible for the dependence-forming properties of tobacco smoking. According to the American Heart Association, the nicotine addiction has historically been one of the hardest addictions to break. The pharmacological and behavioral characteristics that determine tobacco addiction are similar to those that determine addiction to drugs such as heroin and cocaine. Now, they're comparing that heavy, that lightweight shit to these heavy-ass drugs, heroin and cocaine now. Nicotine content in cigarettes has slowly increased over the years. And one study found that there was an average of 1.6% per year between the years of 1988 and 2005, and this was found for all major markets, categories of cigarettes. So, meaning, you know, over the years, they're making this shit even stronger, you know what I'm saying, to continue to kill you and continue, you know what I'm saying, to keep you addicted. Nicotine is named after the tobacco plant, Nicotiana tobacum, which in turn is named after Jean-Nicole de Villemain, who was a French ambassador in Portugal, who sent tobacco and seeds from Brazil to Paris in 1560 and promoted their medicinal use. Nicotine was first isolated from the tobacco plant in 1828 by German physicists Poelzelt and Riemann, who considered it a poison. Its chemical empirical formula was described by Melsons in 1843, and its structure was discovered by Gary Penner in 1893, and it was first synthesized by A. Pictet and Crepieux in 1904. I haven't read one fun fact about motherfucking nicotine yet. Has anything sound fun about this shit? I'm just trying to figure out, people. I ain't trying to scare nobody, but the truth will goddamn set you free. Nicotine is a hygroscopic oily liquid that is mixable with water in its base form. As a nitrogenous base, nicotine forms salts with acids that are usually solid and water soluble. Nicotine easily penetrates the skin, as shown by the physical data. Free base nicotine will burn at a temperature below its boiling point, which I don't give a fuck about all that. Because of this, though, most of the nicotine is burned when a cigarette is smoked. However, enough is inhaled to provide the desired effects. So, meaning when you fire the cigarette up, you actually are burning off the nicotine. But that's why they put so much more in it, because they know that fact. So they pump more shit into it, so, you know what I'm saying, when you do burn it, you're going to burn the shit. The amount of nicotine inhaled with tobacco smoke is a fraction of the amount contained in the actual tobacco leaves. Man, none of that shit sounds fun to me, people. I'm sorry. I want to actually fight a couple of you motherfuckers right now for smoking cigarettes. Because, damn. They don't break that down to you in school. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard none of that shit in school, period. They never even broke down what the fuck nicotine, you know what I'm saying, does for you or the effects of it. You know what I'm saying? They always want to say cigarette this, cigarette that, but I guarantee you nobody listening to this show has ever heard the breakdown of nicotine such as that. I haven't, but shouts out to Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying, for giving me the breakdown on that. Yeah, that's where that's coming from. Wikipedia.com. If y'all want to know the breakdown of anything, go to Wikipedia.com. en.wikipedia.org, not .com. And then type in nicotine, just like I did, and it'll pull up this whole shitload of goddamn information on it, man. This is wow.
What else, man?
Information. What's up?
What's it? Because, I mean, like you were saying, and I mean, like, you know me, I burn a couple folks every now and then. I'm not like everybody else a pack a day, maybe three or four. But like I say, I have a choice. But like you say, it is because we get bored. But like you were saying, you said it yourself, whether you realize it or not. You say they compare nicotine to crack and all the rest of it. The reason they are comparing that, because think about it, nicotine and the same thing that's in crack, which is cocaine, wasn't that the same thing they put in our sodas back then to keep us addicted to the sodas, the Coca-Colas and all that other stuff?
Mm. Now you kind of mixing that up with caffeine. Caffeine.
No.
Which is, you know.
Coke in there.
They used to put Coke in the Coca-Cola, yeah.
Coca-Cola.
And then they mixed it up and crossed it with the caffeine.
Right. Addiction. So both caffeine and nicotine and the cocaine, all of those are stimulants. They used to use those in the third world.
Yeah.
Like on the back part, you remember the drug trade right on the back part of California where they should smuggle that in?
Yeah, matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
That cocaine, at least that you used to chew on, it was a stimulant to keep people from falling asleep. Isn't that the same thing nicotine does when people start to get drowsy and woozy and they want that pep? And that's what they're using it for. Like you said, they really don't need a cigarette, but they're trying to get that pep, that boost, to get them motivated. But it's really, like you said, it's a psychological lie, but that's basically what they're thinking.
Hmm. And all of this, people, we're discussing this because today is My Health, Your Health Monday. Each and every Monday right here live on the Starship Smell of Pride, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, we discuss health topics, you know what I'm saying? And today we're discussing breathing, proper breathing, you know what I'm saying, techniques, and the effects on your breathing. And this is one of the major effects is cigarettes, tobacco smoking in general. I'm not even going to characterize this as cigarettes. I mean, you fucking pot smokers out there, you know, you stogie smokers, all you motherfuckers out there that's smoking tobacco, because it's not in the weed, it's in the tobacco, and it's in the tobacco leaf that you're smoking. Think about when you bust a blunt down, that whole leaf was soaked in tobacco. So just because you dump the tobacco out, what the fuck is still on the leaf? So basically, people, we got to go back to rolling papers. Anybody got some tops?
Hey, hold on. Wasn't that all talk about a few months ago? Whole different experience.
Okay. Man, pull out your bongs, people. We got to get healthy. I mean, I ain't telling you to quit smoking weed, but we have to find an alternative on how to smoke the product. Some side effects of nicotine. Check this out. I'm going to give you some bodily side effects. Not to scare you, just to inform you. Starting out at the head, all right, at your brain, your central nervous system, you know what I'm saying, right up at the top, you can experience lightheadedness, headaches, sleep disturbances, abnormal dreams, irritability, and dizziness. And these are all the side effects that your brain gives off. This is what your brain is telling your body, you know what I'm saying? And this is how it's affecting it. It affects your blood by
lack of oxygen to the brain.
Right. So the blood gives you increased clotting tendencies, you know what I'm saying? Which if you get a blood clot, man, you know that can fucking kill you. Blood clots in your body will kill you. Get a blood clot in your brain and you will kill the fuck over quickly. Lungs. Bronchospasms, which leads to bronchitis, you know what I'm saying, which spasms in your lungs, you know what I'm saying, that will kill you. Spasms in your lungs, you know what I'm saying, which most people don't even know, never even heard of a bronchospasm or the lungs going into spasms and didn't know why they was having problems. That's your lungs about to collapse on you. It affects your muscular. Your tremor, leads tremors and pain. And, you know what I'm saying, you have stopped smoking for, I guess, a week and then found your hands shaking or back pains, you know what I'm saying, or a pain associated with the fact that you just, like some people try to do the cold turkey, just go fuck it, just I'm just quitting off top. You know what I'm saying? You see these motherfuckers, though, the hands be shaking and shit and looking all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And then the motherfuckers just say, fuck it, I'm finna cold turkey and I'm just tired of it. But it's effects from doing that, you know, on the heart. Increased or decreased heart rate, you know what I'm saying? Increases your blood pressure, your tachycardia, you know what I'm saying? Which is some big medical term, but that's affecting your cardiovascular, your breathing. And then more or less, what's this? Arrhythmias and coronary artery constriction. Yeah, it can clog up your arteries. You clog up your arteries with anything. Fucking bad meat. You feel me? Eating too much meat and clog up your arteries will fucking kill you. So eating meat and then having a cigarette right after that, what did you just do?
Double.
You just doubly corroded your fucking body. Your body is your temple, people. Your body is your fucking temple. You crash down and disrespect your temple, that's that. Hey, what the hell is you going to live under? You feel me? Your body is your temple. You gotta kind of look. You have to look at it that way. Gastrointestinal. This is all into your testes. This shit comes from your head all the way down to your fucking toes, people. Your gastrointestinal leads to nausea, dry mouth. What's this? Dyspepsia, diarrhea, and heartburn. All that's coming from your intestines. You see what I'm saying? And then you adding meat on top of that, rotting, corroded, nasty meat on top of that, you bologna eaters out there, you know what I'm saying, adding pig hoofs and everything, other byproduct that goddamn bologna is made of, and then you talking about turning around and having a fucking cigarette. Yeah, I mean, baby, a lot of people are walking death. Or just walking, it's just walking death, just waiting to kill over at any minute. And it affects your joints. Pain, you know what I'm saying? Puts pain in your joints. I mean, a lot of people just don't think about this psychological effect, and that's what all this is. It's a psychological effect. Your body is just a transporter for your brain. And that's all it is. It's just a transporter for your brain. So if you corrode your brain, then your brain is going to tell everything else, hey, something's not right. So then everything else is going to be like, well, yeah, I ain't feeling right. No, this ain't functioning right. And shit shuts down on you. Last but not least, your endocrine. You know what I'm saying? That large intestine, you know what I'm saying, still part of your intestines, which leads to hyperinsulinemia. And insulin, well, basically insulin resistance. You know what I'm saying? You can find that in diabetics. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I try to curry my mother. You know what I'm saying? From smoking those same little fucking cigars that you talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What the fuck are they calling them? They're like $1.19 a fucking pack.
Yep.
What? These clippers.
Here,
clippers.
These
that's
ones,
what they call
these,
fucking
yeah.
Clippers.
These
you know
here
what I'm
are
saying?
Called Beach Palm.
Beach, I think I've heard of those.
They're out of India. So. Clippers.
Can laughing kill you? Hell no, nah. Laughing can help. Laughing is a key, you know what I'm saying? You need to laugh. You know, laughing is the most healthy thing that you can do. Laughing opens up endorphins, you know what I'm saying, in your body. Laughing opens up your lungs to breathing. Laughing is the most healthiest exercise you can possibly do by not exercising. It's laughing. Laughing is a stress reliever. It relieves stress. Laughing, I mean, is the most helpful shit that you can possibly do. Ask Miss Laugh a Lot in Canada or go to one of her shows, and she will let you know. The healthiest thing that you can do for your body is laughing. Now, I mean, you want to get exercise without even getting exercising. Laugh. Laugh as hard as you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cause your lungs to work out. It's going to cause your stomach muscles to work out and tighten. You know what I'm saying? All that's healthy. All that's benefits. It causes your blood to start flowing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I know everybody feels that when you laugh. You know what I'm saying? You feel better. From your head to your toe, you feel better when you laugh. So, I mean, this was coming from the bridge. Heavenly Angel was asking that question, you know, can laughing kill you? It can kill you now. I mean, you laugh too goddamn hard. You fuck around and bust a blood vessel or something. Yeah, that shit can kill you now. Not saying that the laughing kills you, but the effects on your body, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can possibly hurt a rib, you know what I'm saying, from laughing too hard, which I've done. I don't laugh so hard. Oh, man. I feel like I goddamn broke a rib. You know what I'm saying? You have to tell a motherfucker to shut the fuck up, man, so I can breathe. But in the end, you felt better. You know what I'm saying? After all of it was over. So
I guess you're killing me.
Yeah, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, today is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? First, I'd like to thank Florida UFOs. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? You in Sarasota?
Yeah, just south of Sarasota in Englewood, but I'm in Sarasota County.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, you right down the road. So you don't smoke herb, do you?
No, I did since I from 12 to about 25.
No.
But not that I wouldn't. I just don't, have them kind of contacts no more. So.
He don't have those kind of contacts.
Inch. No.
let me see if I can get a contact. Hold on. Is there a contact out there? Can I get a contact? Let me beam up a contact real quick. Now, you know, because I'm throwing the 420 party for all my potheads. You know what I'm saying? No cigarettes.
Yeah.
No black and miles. No half of Tampa's are invited. Bongs. Your one-hitter quitters, rolling papers, anything Mary Jane related is welcome. If you're bringing anything else to the door, I will have to,
Shields up, red alert. Lock phases and fire. Directive.
And I do get that dramatic about cigarette smokers. Hey, motherfucker, imagine coming to the door and you hear some shit like that. I press the button. What the fuck? The fuck is that? Red alert. Motherfucker, I'm just coming to party. No, it's the cigarette that we can't tolerate up in here. This is a weed-only affair. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So,
blunts armed.
Who?
Blunts armed. No cigarettes permitted.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Somebody out there choking. Who the hell's doing all the choking?
No.
Oh,
you
all right?
Uh-oh.
Yep. All right.
Celebrating a little early.
Uh-oh. Somebody. All right, check it out, people. Y'all already know, man. Gotta go ahead and fill y'all heads with some crazy nutty news, all right? So you guys can either stay on the line and hang out. Got 26 more minutes to the show, or I can beam you off. What you want to do?
I'm here.
All right, here we go, people. Let's get it crunk. And we're not bringing up any nicotine in the news today, people. But if you want to get healthy, man, go to WebMD.com. Better information is better help. And just type in some stuff that you might be curious about. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I do. You know, I don't have a topic until Monday. And I think of something, you know what I'm saying, that affects our surroundings. And that's why we cover it. And that's why I'm covering the Nutty News of the Day, which is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your daily strange, wild, weird, crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Don't get into it. Ow. Anybody want that as a ringtone? You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I can provide that to you. I know that's a funky ringtone right there. You know what I'm saying? So here we go, people. Let's get on board. And we're taking this over to talk about some women. How about that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. because women love men with monotonous voices. Yeah. Universities in California and Pennsylvania, monotonous voices are associated with strength, power, and confidence, researchers said. And I'm going to stop real quick. Where in the fuck do these people get money from to study people on dumb-ass subjects like this? I mean, what is the fucking point? Who the shit cares if you sound like Barry White? We all know deep voice will get you some pussy. Just like a high sexy voice, you know what I'm saying, will make you want to fuck a woman. But I didn't need a study or no fucking researchers to waste no goddamn thousands of dollars to tell me that. You fucking virgins need to get out and get you some ass or something, and you will probably figure that out. That voice is key to everything. A motherfucking woman is turned off if, hey, how are you doing? Oh, yeah, you're sexy. Who the fuck wants to date somebody sounding like that? You know? I mean, what the fuck is, the fuck is that bitch with the high-pitched voice? That was fucking annoying. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want a fucking woman come on. Hey, honey. Harry. Oh, shoot yourself. Okay, anyways. The study at universities in California and Pennsylvania. Yes, two different states, people, found that men with a steady tone of voice had a significantly higher number of sexual partners than their most expressive counterparts. Experts believe that the monotone has evolved as an indication of authority and independence. What about the fucking guy on fucking Ferris Bueller? You think he's really getting some pussy because he's saying Bueller, Bueller, Bueller? Hell no. Oh, but that's another news, people. You're going to get that here. Let's go over where Florida UFOs gets his cigarettes from. Good old India. Yeah. Where India has more mobile phones than toilets. Yeah, I believe that, because they want to put that good cancer right into your fucking ear. You know what I'm saying? India's mobile subscribers totaled 563.73 million at the last count, enough to serve nearly half of the country's 1.1 billion population. But just 366 million people, around a third of the population, had access to proper sanitation, said the study published by the United Nations University, a United Nations think tank. Well, you guys don't think you need to put some fucking porta potties up, sponsored by the goddamn mobile, T-Mobile and AT&T? I think that would be key. The hell y'all motherfuckers smoking on? Oh, cigarettes. Oh, man, that's too crazy. Now, look at people. I just want to give you a fair warning, all right? When I read some of these articles, man, you're going to probably not believe me, all right? But they're not lies, all right? So I'm just giving you, you know, nutty news from around the world. All right, so now that you got that warning, let's continue on. We're in Milpitas? Where the fuck is that at? In California. Milpitas. All right. Well, to protect and serve, police help ducks. As if your taxpayers' money weren't going to shit for other reasons. The California Highway Patrol says it came to the rescue of some wild ducks trying to cross a freeway near San Francisco. Yeah. Why did the ducks cross the road? Because the police needed a job. Yeah. Fucking crazy shit. The San Jose Mercury News said the ducks were headed southbound on the center divider of Interstate I-80 near Milpitas when California Highway Patrol officer Ryan Nelson, a relative rookie, came on the scene in his patrol car, probably blocked off the whole fucking highway just so some goddamn ducks can cross their goddamn crazy asses across the goddamn road. Why don't y'all build a fucking duck bridge for them? Fucking wasteless motherfuckers. Kind of stupid shit. Yeah, we got a brand new duck bridge, but the ducks don't seem to be using the bridge. Fucking crazy ass motherfucker, man. All right, let's go on over here to China, man, where Microsoft's workers are too tired to stay awake. Yeah, probably because of slave labor, and Bill Gates needs his money, goddammit. Keep kicking that shit out. Showing Chinese sweatshop workers slumped over their desk with exhaustion, it is an image that Microsoft won't want the world to see. But hey, you're fucking hearing it here. Yeah, employed for grueling 15-hour shifts in appalling conditions in 86-degree Fahrenheit heat. Many fall asleep on their stations during their meager 10-minute breaks. The men and women work 6 or 7 days a week, making computer mice and webcams for the American multinational computer company. At 2 cents apiece, people, this is why I will continue to tell you do not shop in the United States. Please go to epathchina.com. That is www.epathchina.com, where you can buy all this shit directly from China. Why the fuck do you still want to go into Best Buy, CompUSA, Walmart, any of these fucking technology stores and purchase the shit at triple the fucking markup when you can order the shit directly over the internet at the price that's coming out of the goddamn sweatshop? I did a show on that, you know what I'm saying, Tech Tuesdays or some shit. And I gave all this information out, people, all right? Unless you just have to. I mean, like, it's you can't wait 2 to 3 weeks to get this shit in the mail, and you have to go into the stores. Look on the back of every fucking item that you purchased, and what does it say? Made in China. Yeah. So that same fucking Apple iPad that you just paid $400 for, you could have got that shit directly from China for $100 and bought it wholesale. And if you would have bought 10 or more of them, they probably would have gave them to you at around $85 a piece. Go to epathchina.com. And I'm not being unpatriotic, people. To me, it's unpatriotic for you motherfuckers to be outsourcing, you know what I'm saying, When we don't even have no fucking American jobs here, and goddamn, we could be making motherfucking webcams and everything else, and then reaping the benefits of getting the shit a little bit cheaper because we're making it right here on our own goddamn soil. But just like exporting and importing, that is why shit is motherfucking taxed and fees are added onto it, and you are rammed up the ass without Vaseline. All right. And it's because some motherfuckers are in a sweatshop sweating their goddamn lives away. So this punk-ass motherfucker can sit up on the throne and say, hey, I got a new product out. Try this out. Fuck that. Order direct, people. If Smelzook ain't never told you nothing good, order direct. Go to epathchina.com and order the fucking shit direct. The webcam that y'all see me on, my shit look better than half of y'all motherfuckers out there that went and spent $30, $40 on a goddamn webcam. I spent $12 on this motherfucker, and this shit is 20 megapixels. I ain't even seen a 20 megapixel webcam in any store down here. I paid $12 for this shit. Why? Because I bought this shit straight from China. Yeah. It took 2 weeks for me to get this shit, but hey. The $15 laptop cord that I bought, you know what I'm saying, took 2 weeks to get here, but hey, It saved me from not having to go into the goddamn stores and pay $120 for the same goddamn cord that says China on the fucking back of it. Moving on. Sarasota, Florida. Hey! That's that, the Florida UFO. We're in your backyard, homie.
What's going on here? Probably
where
related
this says,
to me.
Oh, yeah. This is a little crazy. Not too much, though. Show and tell. This is a rabid bat. Yeah, touch it. What the hell are y'all doing down in Sarasota, man? The Sarasota County Health Department received a laboratory confirmation today that a bat in the recent possession of a school-aged child tested positive for rabies. The student carried the bat around Goseo Elementary School, allowing peers to touch it, and brought it in the bus to an after-school care program at the Boys and Girls Club on Fruitville Road. Okay, now, where was the fucking parents at on this one here?
That's my question.
You know what I'm saying? Because you had to bring this shit in the cage. I'm pretty sure the bitch didn't just sit on your goddamn fingertip like a parrot and just walks into the goddamn school. So one thing I would find kind of weirded out was the school principal nor the teacher would have been weary of a fucking bat. Whether it was rabid or not, a fucking bat. Bats are not pets. I never seen or been into a person's house who has a pet bat flying the fuck around and feeding it. So when has this become a show and tell item in school? Somebody needs to be questioning the goddamn parents. Man.
Can I add something to that?
Please do.
The only person to ever survive a rabies bite was a little girl who picked up a bat and was bitten. She's the only person ever to survive rabies, unless you get immediate treatment. She didn't know it until it was, 30 days later, so.
Wow, and she survived?
Yep, the only person to ever survive full-blown rabies.
Damn. Hey, y'all worried about it? He worried about AIDS around this motherfucker. Shit. Your own environment can fuck you up, people.
There's a lady by me down here, probably about 5 miles away, that caught heartworm from a mosquito.
Damn. So fuck West Nile virus, people. Yeah, damn. You motherfuckers blowing up all this other shit, talking about West Nile and all this shit. Fuck that. Just the natural nasty shit that mosquitoes have in them can kill you. Now, is that to say don't motherfucking be outside? No, that is just saying when you go outside, you need to put on some skin-tastic and I hate to push Deep Woods off because the chemicals ain't good for your skin, people. Honestly, DEET is not fucking good for your skin. I'm ex-military. I was forced to put that shit on, but that shit is not healthy for your skin. I know there's other alternatives out there. Burn some fucking citronella candles, or if you happen to be stationary. But putting all that Deep Woods off and all that shit really is not good for your skin. It's really not. And I know it's kind of hard because down here in Florida, man, this is the time that mosquitoes are at their heaviest. And I mean, these motherfucking mosquitoes look like little goddamn flies and shit. You know what I'm saying? They that big. And you talking about getting bit by one and your whole goddamn arm swelling up? Yeah. You got to imagine what that is that's making your arm swell up. That's disease. That's in your shit. Ah. Thank you for that, though. Let's go on over here to Jinx. Jinx, Oklahoma. Yeah, I want to live there. Not. Where limos are repossessed at prom. Damn. Students attending their prom at the Oklahoma Aquarium got quite a scare as an auto repossession company took their limos. Yeah, according to Jinx Police, the limos belonged to Galaxy Limousine and Executive Charter. Initially, the limos were reported stolen. Further investigation proved that the vehicles were being repossessed. Ain't that a bitch? So that means the limo company trying to get their last little bit of money off the high school students. Yeah, that's fucked up. A bitch get a ride to prom and can't get home and shit. Damn. Y'all finna say that. Somebody ain't getting no ass. Damn, that's fucked up. Girl, you know I got the limo waiting, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna hit the limo. I got the room waiting and everything. Yeah. Motherfucker step out to a taxi cab. Yeah, that's fucked up. All right, let's go on over across the world. Let's go to Nagoya, Kyoto, Japan, where a man stabs five of his kin and then torches the house. That sounds like some American shit. He must have been watching some American TV. Yeah. 30-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of stab. This is what? Suspicion? How the fuck you don't know? The bitch got a fucking bloody hand, knife, and the house is burning. How do you think what suspicious about that? Bitch, you did it. Ain't nobody else around. Man, people kill me with some of the words. You know what I'm saying? We have them on suspicion. So basically, that means you didn't arrest the motherfucker, though. You just have them detained on suspicion of killing five motherfuckers and torching the house. Man, it's fucked up. Well, anyways, a 30-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of stabbing five members of his family, killing two at a house in Toyokawa, Aichi Prefecture. Uh-oh, hold on, people. This might be the police calling for me. Hold on.
Let's hope not.
Hey, I gotta play a song, and I'm coming right back. I'm talking to Tampa Police Department. I'll be right back.
You do it over and over again. And I consider you my very special friend.
Guess I'll play a little music while waiting for him to get back. Let's see what I got. Thank you. Well, I guess the show stopped streaming. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, then we're back, and I was just talking to a couple of people, so we're going to see people. I'm waiting on Sergeant James Harris. I talked to a Lieutenant Gant, and I'm still waiting, people. You know what I'm saying? But this issue is going to motherfucking get resolved. And I'm going to hit y'all up on the flip side, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow, and I'll fill y'all in on more info tomorrow. Tuesday, time to learn the language. And we're going to need to learn the language of the police because this communication is unacceptable. So thank you, everybody, you know what I'm saying, for tuning in to My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good. And you already know how we do it on the Starship Smelly Prize. Peace.